I flatter myself that I've managed it rather neatly. The whole case fits together uncommonly well.
Did you say you were arrested, Charpentier?
Yes, late last evening. No doubt he'll sing a different song after spending the night as a guest of Her Majesty.
Perhaps.
Oh, I can't wait to see that fool Lestrade's face.
Come in, Lestrade.
Yeah, what?
Inspector Lestrade, gentlemen.
Oh, by Jove.
Thank you, Mrs. Hudson.
Good morning, Mr. Holmes. Gentlemen.
Is everything all right, Inspector? Oh,
this is a most extraordinary case. A most incomprehensible affair.
Oh, you think so, do you, Lestrade? Have you managed to find the secretary, Mr. Joseph Stangerson?
The secretary, Mr. Joseph Stangerson, was murdered about 6 o'clock this morning.
Stangerson murdered too? Are you sure?
Extremely sure. It was I who discovered the body at Halliday's private hotel, Gower Street.
Take a seat, Lestrade.
Thank you. I knew that both Americans were intending to sail home from Liverpool, and I reasoned that Stangerson might still be planning to do so. That meant taking a Euston train. I and my men made inquiries at all the private hotels in the area of the station.
But there must be over 100.
Yes, but I tracked him down about 7 o'clock this morning.
It's very early, sir.
He'll see me.
Are you the gentleman he's been expecting, then?
I doubt it. Which room is it?
Here we are, sir. Number 23.
Right. You can go now.
Oh, God! What's the matter? Have you got a pass key?
Look, look, what's going on? Who are you?
I'm a police officer. Stand back!
What? Oh, my God!
I'd seen something that made me feel sick, in spite of my 20 years' experience. A little red ribbon of blood was flowing out from under the door. It had meandered across the passage and formed a pool along the skirting at the other side.
And inside the room?
The window was open, and beside it, all huddled up, was the body of a man lying in a pool of blood. The porter identified him as Stangerson. But the strangest part of the whole affair, what do you suppose was above the murdered man?
The word Rucker. Written in letters of blood.
Exactly as before.
Was everything the same, Lestrade?
Not quite. This one had been stabbed.
Stabbed?
A deep wound in the left side.
Stabbed. Something must have gone wrong.
Oh, I've arrested an innocent man. My suspect was under lock and key at the very moment the real villain was killing again.
Don't reproach yourself, Gregson. Your case was basically quite sound.
This time, the murderer was seen.
You have a witness?
Yes. A milk boy saw a man climbing down a ladder at the back of the hotel. He was so open about it that the lad took him for a workman.
Did you get a description?
The man was unusually tall, well-built, and had a reddish face, exactly as you said he would be, Mr. Holmes.
Yes. Did you find anything significant in the room?
Nothing. Stangerson's cases were packed. They'd been sent to the yard. There were just a few items lying loose. Here. One cheap novel, which was open on the bedside table. One pipe and one box of matches. They were on a chair. Mm. The only other thing was a small ointment box containing a couple of pills. Here.
The last link. My case is complete.
There you are, old girl.
Easy.
You won't have to put up with me much longer, I reckon. Ready? Well, off we go, then.
Hey, Cabby! Wait, mister!
Hold, girl. Hold.
Oh, thanks, mister.
What do you want, boy?
The governor in the office said your name's Hope. Jefferson Hope.
Well, what if it is?
There's a gent got a job for you. Good money in it, he said.
Was it some kind of joke?
No, honest, mister.
It better not be. All right, where does he live, this gent of yours?
Baker Street, 221B Baker Street.
Here's the poor creature, Doctor. You can see he's suffering. Mm. I told the maid I'd ask you to put him out of his misery. She's down there now, sobbing her heart out. She really loves this old dog.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hudson. He won't suffer much longer.
Thank you, sir. I'll go and tell the girl.
Easy, boy.
Poor old fellow.
Now, look, Mr. Holmes, what exactly is all this about? Why have you sent for this animal?
Patience, my friend. I now have in my hands all the threads which have formed such a tangle. I am as certain of the main facts as if I had seen them with my own eyes. I will give you a proof